Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American, and we're pleased to have her join us on a Monday morning. We take a look at stories that she's following and that the Republicans American is following as well. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. And so you had a quiet Easter?
I had a quiet Easter, and I had my Easter dinner. Here's my Easter menu. When I woke up in the morning, I had toast that had a little bit of hummus on it, and just a touch of tomatoes and some hot sauce. And then we moved on to lunch, where I had, this is funny, I had more Mexican food. I had a Mexican taco bowl. And then my Easter dinner was four homemade corn tortilla tacos.
Oh, it really was a Latino Easter for you.
It was, and you know, this is the first year I didn't get out. This is the first year for Passover I didn't buy some gefilte fish. There's not many people that know what gefilte or even wants to eat
fish,
but I love it.
My grandmother used to make it homemade. It was so good.
Oh, you take that with the red horseradish? No, no. Oh, my goodness gracious. But
yeah,
anyways.
People don't know good stuff.
No, they don't. They don't. So what's going on?
Well, so actually it was a busy week in between raindrops and everything else. And as I've told you before, we're in the midst of budgets, and that's where most of our stories come from. In Canaan the other night, the Board of Finance told the Board of Selectmen to go back. They were not too happy with 9% raises for town employees, among other things. So the Board of Selectmen is holding a special meeting tomorrow morning, and we'll come back to the Finance Board on April 27th. In Falls Village, they went through the school board. Pat McCarrow, the chairman of the board, went through that budget, and there were some questions. And one member, excuse me, Dan Silverman, said he wouldn't vote for it because she didn't answer the question of where they would, if they were asked to cut $20,000, where would it come from? And she said she couldn't make that decision. That's a board decision. And so, but that budget will be moving on as well. To a hearing. So,
and Sharon is a complicated thing now.
Sharon is very complicated. that board was asked to cut $600,000, the school board, and, you know, there's a minimum budget requirement from the state that if you cut more than the current year, you have, there's could be a violation and a fine. And so that board is going through hoops to figure out how to come up with a budget that doesn't violate that rule. So, but that's very complicated. I said to Doug Cahill, you have to explain this to me several times. And so, yeah, that's complicated. Also in Sharon, you know, there's been the issue of the daycare center wanting to expand into the school, and they had a room next to the daycare center, and some of the teachers were concerned that that room is good for special needs children and didn't want to give it up. So they have come to an agreement to give the daycare center a room above the daycare center, and it should work out for everyone. I have to tell you, Marshall, child care is a huge issue these days, or lack thereof, and I'm working on a story now about North Canaan and what the problems that town is having with providing affordable daycare or any daycare to children. Talked with some parents who are going all over the region or into Massachusetts and dropping kids off and in these circuitous routes every morning, and it's really a problem, and that as well as staffing, finding staff, as with everything, and funding for these facilities. Big issue. Very interesting.
It's a big problem that affects why people, a single mom can't have a job. It's tough enough even if they do find daycare. The daycare offsets what they would make with a job. Then there's two parents that need both of them working in households. Mm-hmm. So and like you said, it's hard to find people who work just about any place.
Exactly. Well, we know that with restaurants and stores that are limiting their hours because of lack of staffing. So, yeah, it's a big issue, and you know, some parents saying, I'm not going to work because all I'm doing is working to pay for child care. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, which is tough, very tough on everyone. The North Canaan, the Community Wellness Center, the spot where that's going has been demolished, the old florist shop, and they're expecting to start, hopefully, construction in August. Everybody is very excited about that. That's a branch of Community Health and Wellness that's in Torrington and Winston, and will provide care for primary care and some other services. Much needed in the area. So everybody is looking forward to that, hoping, again, that they will find staff to be able to work there. And that looks, as I say, budgets are the key this week, and we'll continue again this coming week. Not too much, you know, it's that crazy week of the month.
We have a few things out there, not much.
I mean,
like in Sharon tonight, the American Rescue Plan Act Committee is meeting once again, but that is tonight. Tomorrow, they're at the Housing Authority. The Transfer Station Advisory Committee meets on the 20th at 5, as does the Conservation Committee in Salisbury. They've got planning and zoning tonight. And also on Wednesday, the track committee, like I just said.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not that much. I'm scrolling down.
On Saturday, there's another farm talk at the Historical Society in Sharon. And those have really been very interesting. They've talked about climate change and how to keep farming in the area, you know, those who are doing some specialized farming. And those are in person or Zoom, either one. Well, I'm not sure they're in Zoom. Well, they're in person at the Historical Society, 4 o'clock on Saturday, and well worth attending.
And in Kent tonight, there's a meeting of a special meeting of the Board of Education at 4 o'clock today. That is going on. It's just that it's that time. There's a real important meeting coming up in Millerton. I just want to remind our friends in Millerton that coming up on Wednesday at the Library Annex, it's a public hearing to take place on the proposed local law, which proposes to replace the local Millerton Police Department with the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, and that is open to the public.
That's interesting.
The board of their board is going to vote on it. It'll probably pass the muster on the board, but then people will petition, and it will. I expect this to go to a vote. And it's funny because I did an interview with them. Remember around here when all the towns had constables?
I mean,
it was a long time ago, but it became not feasible to have the constables anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Salisbury opted to go with a resident trooper. North Canaan has a resident trooper. And Sharon and the other towns just require the coverage by the state police as they do.
Yeah. Kent has a resident trooper as well. There was an interesting exchange at the Falls Village Board the other night. Selectmen are proposing to put an electric charging station, two of them actually, near the town hall using ARPA funds, and there was some pushback. People feel that money could be used in other ways, more for nonprofits in town. And the selectmen said this is going to be an important income raising, actually, as well as a service for people. And I think we're going to see more of those coming up in the towns.
Oh, I don't think this. Sharon's is going to, when they redo the back parking lot, they're going to put two in.
Right, right.
If you want to bring people to your town, and I know this sounds crazy, but you're going to, I mean, North Canaan has that whole section
strip
of Tesla.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a way to ensure your town, especially Falls Village, which is unlike any other town in the area, not on a major road.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put a couple at the town hall, and who knows, maybe some of the merchants will put a couple in as well. You know, it's just one of those things that it's another reason where people can stop by your town, go to the inn for something to eat, or go to the new deli there, go to get something to eat while that happens, or walk into the stores, and, you know, spend 30 or 40 minutes or an hour in town and then move on.
It's all about attracting people to towns, the same thing with childcare.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many issues. If you want these towns to be vital and bring people here, you have to provide certain services.
And I think people don't understand that the charging stations, people are not getting this for free. They have to pay for it by inserting a credit card, or if it's a Tesla station, they have a special Tesla. You know, they pay money for it.
And the town gets the revenue in this case. Yeah. We do have a Cornwall Board of Selectmen meeting tomorrow night, just for that. And I think that's about it, Marsha, for the week. Yeah. But who knows? We always find something that comes up that we weren't expecting, as you well know.
Yeah, well, I'm taking a look under Cornwall right now, and right, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting. The Conservation Commission there has a meeting on the 21st, but they do have something going on there on the 22nd, which is an Earth Day panel. And they, it's Cornwall.
Right.
You know it's Cornwall because they're the greenest town in Connecticut. They're having that, and I think they have their budget public hearing on the 22nd as well.
Yeah, I think so. And when the Salisbury, I'm not sure. That's next week, I think. Salisbury's budget hearing.
Yes, because all I have for Salisbury this week, like I said, is the planning and zoning, and then on Wednesday the track committee meeting with Sharon.
Well, we've got plenty of hearings and meetings, and hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll get warmer as the time goes on. We can get out there and follow some of these activities in the springtime.
And I've had some people ask, and I've said just from terrible memories, but the Region 1 Board of Education vote, that is always the first week in May.
That is May 3rd.
Yeah.
May 3rd is that referendum, and as we said before, it was very disappointing. Nobody from the public showed up for the hearing, so that doesn't bode well for the numbers who will come out to vote for a $16 million budget, is it?
Yeah.
That's our lament every year, Marshall.
Yep, absolutely. And then when you do rabble things up, like when I was involved for those several years, and you do get people to show up and you do get people to vote, then people say, well, you know, they're just trying to raise cackles. No, you should have hundreds of people show up, because if you don't have hundreds of people over the course of the hearings, then you're not going to have more than probably 200 people vote overall on the budget. And 200 people is just a small percentage of who live in Region 1.
Tiny. Six towns, and we're talking,
You know, we were at some points, we were up to 700, 800, 900 people voting on the budgets when we were questioning
when
things.
When there were questions, exactly. And those were the days. But at least it brought people out and made them aware of what was happening.
Absolutely.
Just to put folks in their memory bank, on June 4th, there's a big tribute to Ed Kirby at the ball field in Housatonic. That should be quite an event, and lots of speakers, and of course, remembering Ed, who gave so much to the school. So for those who are looking ahead, that's June 4th.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall.
Have a good week.
Yes, you too, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, the Republican American Report. You can find her work, of course, in the newspaper and online at rep-am.com.